This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation.
It's the Foundation. Foundation. It's the Foundation. Foundation.
It's the foundation, it's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, Guardian Radio Station 96.9, 12 to 2 is the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal. Plus, he's a child of God.
Foundation, it's the foundation. Foundation, so it's the foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Tuesday afternoon, live and in full effect. It's absolutely wonderful to be in your company today. So happy to be able to be in your space. I don't know where you is right now, in your car, in your house. Don't carry me in the bathroom, for God's sake. Put the phone outside the bathroom. I don't want to be in the bathroom, but you need to stop, right? It's a glorious day. I'm grateful to be with you guys. I'm hoping that you're having a good time with us and being able to talk about these national issues. It's indifferent. It's kind of hard to say that we're having a good time being able to discuss these things, but I'm hoping that some level of transparency, access, opportunity to be able to talk about these things with no holds bar, without the idea of being victimized and denigrated and pulled down, so forth and so on. It gives you that sort of a joy to know that our country is on the right track. So that might have been wrapped up in Wale's poll, right? Is the country on the right track? Yeah, I could say what I want to say, but some things need to be done. Talk to me. These some things that needs to be done. We're out here talking like this. Very good to be in your company today. Guys, make sure you go and pick up your Guardian newspaper. In the papers today, government seeks to close climate financing gap. PM unveils sustainable investment program. Make sure you, the Clinton Global Initiative. We gonna talk about this thing. I tell you, listen to me. There are, I think I started too early, but I have to say this because it's on my head now. When we hear about, because some people are flat earthers, and then some people believe that the world continue to be able to spin into the orbit, into the abyss, right? So we are feverishly moving, like spinning ever into the abyss. When you think about it like that, when I think about it, I think about parallel movement, how one orbit pulls the other, how the moon, it runs concurrent with the earth. And in thinking about that, I feel like this is the PLP's campaign, both internal and external. How one campaign, which is the proverbial earth, speaks to what's supposed to be happening locally. But the moon, which is the gravitational pull that all of us move towards, is this global campaign. the Clinton Global Initiative. This is absolutely bananas. We just talked about Al Gore the other day. And I said to you, Clinton got a golden ticket on this thing also. And now we see our prime minister here being able to tap into this Willy Wonka. I just, this is heavy stuff. I want to talk like this today. I'm going to open up the lines to be able to chop down them to these, some things with you guys. Sands is in the paper today. Just reached out to Sands and seen whether or not he could be able to sit with us. I'm hoping that he does to talk about his perspective from a political standpoint, his position, the party's position, whether or not things are leveling out in the FNM. What's happening as we ascend, right, towards, because I feel like we have to mount up, right? At ascend towards 2026. So I want to talk to Sands about these things. He started to talk about these things. PLP has made it hard to survive. I'm excited about having this conversation with him because I feel like politics has a way of being able to blot out what's inconvenient for them, politicians, to blot out the inconvenience. Because the only thing that pops in my mind when I hear hard to survive is COVID. That it jumps out of my mind. Hard to survive. People couldn't breathe. You had to bring in Samaritan's Purse to be able to take care of people wrapped around the hospital line. We can't pay our bills. Anybody get out? It was hard to survive. But now to subscribe this to the PLP in this dispensation when the world is kind of getting back on track, is this just an inconvenient truth or the opposite thereof? Let's talk about that. I want to talk about these things like this. I want to be absolutely decent as we do that. SBC begins Arawak X winding up proceedings. This is bananas to me. I'm still going to be able to hear because we just recently had DRC Ramming Senior and Junior sitting with us to talk about sort of the inception of what it is. We heard a great deal of faith in how they had a desire to kind of move forward. And then we saw this thing come to the forefront. So we're going to be able to talk about that and watch this very closely to see how things happen in those areas. Guys, like I said, make sure you pick up your newspaper. And if you're out there in this sort of position and you need to be able to get yourself insurance and insured and getting taken care of, make sure you go check out my guys, AFS Insured Agents and Brokers down there on 407 Blue Hill Road. My good guy, Ethric Bow, he'll be able to take care of you. His decent wife is always there, being able to support him in all of his steps and everything that he does. So praise God for decency that continues to exist. Go check them out, 3411AFS. And if you're in that kind of a position as we get, maybe y'all, I don't know if all everybody work for government, but if you're in the position that you have, you do your shopping on a week-to-week basis and you want to kind of refresh your stuff and what's going on in your space and place, make sure you go down and check my guys out at Milo B. Butler & Son at the Milo Butler Mart right there on Blue Hill Road. My good guy, Alan Butler, be more than happy to assist you in that. He has everything laid out. There are wonderful protein packages, meat packages, turkey, lamb, the whole thing. You can be able to get that. I see no oxtail, but whatever he has down there, I know this is affordable for you. I'm indifferent about saying cheap. I don't think it's cheap. I think it's accessible. I think it's affordable. And I think it's convenient that I don't have to go deeper into my pockets. So go check my guys out over at Milo B. Butler and Son. They're good, decent people, and they continue to be able to do the best that they can with what it is that they have. I'm grateful to be with you guys today. And I have a beautiful guest in the studio with me. You know, she's happy, all smiles, right? She got all her red lipstick on today to talk about these things as her hair continues to be able to cascade down her back. And she comes here. I don't know. This is a lot. This is a lot. I just did that for those guys that continue to be able to text me. How would Dazzy say in my way she is, man? She married? She is. It's too much questions, sir. I don't know. You asking me a lot. Where are you calling me from? I'll be calling you from Her Majesty's Royal Prison. This is a lot. So I just want to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Dazzy the Devil here sitting with me. Dazzy, say good afternoon to the people.
Good afternoon. Why?
I just try to be decent.
Why would you do that?
It's the truth. You get like thousands and thousands of fan mail.
Wait, you know, I like...
As I was doing my push-ups, I was thinking, but you need to stop. It's too much.
I mean, all feedback is good feedback, right? You just don't know.
Really?
Yeah. It's good to hear how people...
I don't think that principle applies to...
No, well, it doesn't. But hey, at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. Okay. I can't stop it. So, you know, let people enjoy what they enjoy.
Really? Right. This is a lot. You're doing a lot.
But it's good to be here.
What's happening with you today?
It's going to be here. Well, I got here on time-ish, but, you know, let me tell you what I love about Bold-ish. Guardian Radio. Yeah, no, on time-ish, on time-ish. Let me tell you what I love about Guardian Radio. No matter what, the show goes on, right? And this company is dedicated to the show going on. It doesn't matter what's happening outside. It doesn't matter. The point is, we can get Dazzy up the stairs in the studio, right? And I appreciate that. I love that. I love the
I tell them you come in. I was waiting on you downstairs.
Of professionalism?
It's a pursuit.
I well, can you ever achieve such a thing, right?
Professionalism?
Like to. Well, I mean, I think it's always a pursuit because that's subjective, right? What I may deem professional, I may go on Facebook and someone may say that is the worst service they've received in their life, right? So it's subjective to our lens of the world. So I don't think that anything can ever be achieved. Maybe in your eyes, right? But I depending think it's always
training,
subjective.
Depending on your training, your exposure.
Your background.
Your environment.
Yeah.
All these things count to whether or not you identify this as professional.
Right.
I don't believe, for the most part, that there is a great deal of professionalism coming out of the public service. When I identify that, I feel like it's the exception, not necessarily the rule. And so I always amplify. Like, for instance, the gentleman who stands on Blue Hill Road every single morning, right? Except Thursdays. I feel like he's off on Thursdays. He needs to stop. Everybody knows. Everybody knows when you're off, sir. We know what you're doing.
He's off.
We know. He's off.
It's
one day.
He's off.
And then you get on the line, you say, oh my God, today's Thursday.
Yes.
He must be off, right? I believe that that is perpetual professionalism. And he stands strong and ever ready to tell you, go, 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 with his little cane.
But is that...
That's an exceptional thing that he does.
But see, that's not an external pressure that he has. That's internal, right? So that's not... See, you can set a standard, yes. People will meet it most of the time. But if that's inherent into who you are, you will never miss the mark, except on Thursdays, right?
Except Thursday.
Yeah, so I think that that's something...
But the, you know, what's wild is that no one fills that gap.
Well, here...
I feel like that's a wild thing.
Not necessarily.
So it speaks to right where I said. He is an exceptional employee.
He is.
He's an exceptional... he provides exceptional service to the country.
He does.
Right? But the Royal Bahamas Police Force, with now being able to provide you an additional person in his stead,
yes,
goes right back to what I'm saying. There is a lack of, and I don't want to throw them under the bus, but there is a lack of professional cohesion. Let's use cohesion. There's a lack of cohesion to provide consistent service in the country in those areas.
But are those qualities that we as a nation aspire to?
Yeah, we have to. Let me tell you why.
Why do we have to?
When we see these things, Dazzy, we tend to gravitate towards it. We shape our minds, our actions. That's almost like when you see a gentleman versus a hooligan.
Mm-hmm.
You know these people.
Mm-hmm.
In their disposition and their posture and their speech, their tone, their mannerisms, you know them. And so you say, hi, good afternoon. Handsome guy, clean cut, whatever, you say, hi, good afternoon. Versus the hooligan who presents himself accordingly. And then you try not to even talk to this guy. Or if you speak, now this is just a hypothetical now. We're just throwing this out there, right? I don't know whether or not this has happened every day. But when you speak, you try to do so with the subconscious fear that if I don't say something to this guy, he probably can be rude to me. Okay, hi. And you keep tipping as quick as possible. People approach you based upon what you project. The country needs to gravitate towards professionalism. They look for that, and they gravitate towards that. But if you didn't see it, then you didn't know how to be able to deal with it.
But here's the thing. So I think you're correct, but I do realize, Howard, that everything has to start with us. Because I believe that we as a nation, sometimes we tend to look at professionalism or whatever standard we want to come from the external. Well, the government needs to. Well, the ministry of so-and-so needs to. But it is all us. There is no separation. And so I like having these conversations because, you know, a big part of my work is branding, obviously, and marketing, right? So people tend to have conflict with it internally because it's them thinking, am I projecting what I truly am? But in you, a lot of times, externally projecting who you want to be, you become that thing. So there's really no separation. So in terms of professionalism, we have to be that individually. And that's the only way we could extend that expectation externally, because it's all us.
I could do this with you today. Now, you didn't know I was going to do this, but I'm going to do this.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to do this with you today. Let's talk about branding, the PLP, and the FNM. Let's talk about whether or not their brand is conducive to the environment that exists in the country, moving us towards a more progressive Bahamaland. Let's talk about that. Under the umbrella of the fact that most recently would have been able to see 60% approval rating in polls come out with Imwale's company, right? Talking about those particular things that the prime minister has gotten significant ratings in terms of approval and also the cabinet of the Bahamas. Despite the fact that we live out here, we could see.
Mm-hmm.
We could see, we feel the temperature every single day. No one got to tell us how things is. We out here living that. But this is not what's being read and stated on the actual papers. So I want to talk to you about branding and whether or not, despite this sort of an idea of manipulating things to present to the public in comparison to really crafting a narrative and your position internally to ensure that people could feel your impact externally. Talk to me about whether or not the FNM and the PLP is really prepared for this new dispensation of the Bahamaland.
So here's the thing. It depends on who you talk to. And the reason why I say that is because whenever we do any sort of show that touches anything political, I guarantee you, Howard, that tonight my inbox is going to be full. The fact that you already put that on the table, PLP, FNM, boom. My inbox, that's guaranteed full now with opinions. So it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to one sector of people, no government does a good job, no matter who they are, a certain sector of people. No government does a good job. They are one and the same. They feel no difference. Things are terrible. If you talk to another category of people, they can't even tell you with certainty who the sitting minister is of a particular ministry. They can't tell you. As far as they're concerned, the Bahamas is beautiful. It is lovely. The beaches are gorgeous. They're having a good time. They don't really concern themselves with who and what and how, because as far as they're concerned, again, it makes no difference. So at the very top and at the very bottom, the narrative is the same. The government makes no difference. Who's sitting there makes no difference. And I think that's very interesting, right? Now, in the middle is where you actually get all of the interesting discourse, you know. Not at the top and not at the bottom. They both feel the same. No government makes a difference. Now, their outlooks are different, but the sentiment sounds the same. But in the middle, you have, you know, what you call like the swing voters, the people who are changing category of where they sit into the world. They're moving from, you know, millennial generation tend to have like a different outlook. The Gen Xers are having a different outlook. The boomers are having a different outlook. So in terms of branding, I think that I've seen the PLP shift to adapt to a lot of different categories and more of a nuance in branding than I would have seen previously from the FNM. However, that does not necessarily mean that that is good or bad. They're just speaking to different categories, right? Because your brand is not what you think you're projecting. Your brand is what people think of you. So if you ask anyone, just the average man on the street, you know, what the PLP stands for, he has a certain narrative. If you ask him what the FNM stands for, he has a certain narrative. If you go to another socioeconomic group and you ask them the same thing, what do they stand for? It's a narrative. So which one is the true brand, right? And it, like, again, it's all subjective. So branding is about talking to the audience you want to talk to. Who is the PLP talking to when they do their branding? Who are they talking to? Who are they ignoring? When the FNM does their branding, who are they talking to? Who are they ignoring? So one, I want to definitely give kudos.
I like this conversation. You know this, right?
Yeah.
I just get excited when we talk about politics.
Okay. You do. And I'm allowing it because I can do this now.
But I did. I know. This is an exciting thing. But then secondly, I framed it the way, right where you are. I put it under the brand. I put it under the umbrella of branding. Because this is what you do. If this is what you do.
Yes.
The question is whether or not the FNM and the PLP are prepared to be able to move to this new dispensation. Now we start to talk about this kind of an idea of what they're projecting. I believe in 2017, we saw the projected morphing or changing in the PLP, right? So when they went to their constitution, when they had
When you say morphing and changing, you're talking about their communication style or who they would have selected?
The idea of what the party stands for in your mind.
Right.
They did that.
Right.
In 2017, they feverishly worked on, after that horrible defeat. We talked about this. We talked about how the former prime minister lost and they went to court and so on. And it was just, it was horrendous to see that a sitting prime minister lose his seat. This is unheard of. You understand what I'm saying? And so we talked about this kind of a defeat. The PRP went into this kind of a rebrand mode.
Definitely.
So they dived in, they did with the constitution, they did all these stuff, they came up with a strong campaign. PRPs have strong campaigns. I might as well tell you the truth. I feel like branding across the board in this country, the strongest campaigns, I always can give that to the PRP. I thought We Believe in Bahamas was bananas.
Not only is it always strong, the persons involved in the organizations, in the organization, they are convinced. They carry the identity of. There is no deviation. They are committed. I just was thinking about a good friend of mine who passed a few years ago, Terrence Bethel.
Yeah.
Right?
I just called Terrence's name the other day.
Yeah. I miss Terrence so much because he and I would have conversations about this. And no matter what conversation Terrence would work in, why the PLP made sense for this particular application.
Because that was his conviction. He believes in the organization.
100%. There was no deviation to the point where I remember I was on a show with Terrence and I was giving an opinion that I thought was unbiased. The minute we got off the air, Terrence looked at me and said, "What are you doing?" "I'm sitting right here." I said, "But I'm just giving, you know, an opinion." He said, "I don't want to hear it." He said, "You do that when I leave." And I was surprised, right? I laughed because I thought that here we are, we're going to have an unbiased conversation. But as far as he was concerned, it went against the very ethos of what they stand for. And he felt that I was being combative. I thought that that was very interesting because if you're not convicted, you're not going to have that stance. And I really respected that about him. You know, I really, really did, because for an organization to develop that type of loyalty, obviously something is happening that is making the followers be committed to whatever the cause is. Mm-hmm. And that in of itself is what you want in an ideal marketing branding. You want fans. You want members who feel like they're part of the organization.
You say sycophants? What? I didn't know what you said.
That was your word, Howard.
Oh, I'm sorry. I pulled it out.
No, but at the extreme, let me give an example. There's a singer that I follow very closely. His name is Dermot Kennedy. He's Irish. He was underground. He went mainstream. Do you know that his fans get tattoos of him all over their body, all the time, constantly? If you're in their groups, they're constantly showing their tattoos.
It's called idol worship. If you
want, do you think that is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is.
Is it that, or does his music resonate so deeply?
I don't care what it is.
Howard,
I don't care what it is.
You have to listen to this.
It is is idolatry.
Is it though?
It is idolatry.
According to whom?
To put the PLP before Jesus Christ. It is idolatry to put the F&M before Jesus Christ or any Irishman.
Or is it just effective campaigning? Effective branding, effective marketing?
So your campaigning is obviously for supremacy.
Well, you know, I write a blog called Personal Brand Supremacy, Howard. You didn't know that, right?
I didn't know.
Because I never shared that with you.
Never told me that.
So the fact that you would use that word is profound, right? And I invite anyone to go check it out on LinkedIn. Yeah. I'm very proud of it. I like to, you know, put my little articles. But that is ideally what you want. So they are a case study in the best case scenario. Because Apple, for example, no matter how Apple treats me, no matter how many times they release the same phone with a slight modification.
That is called Stockholm Syndrome.
I'm
just trying to help you out with this
stuff. And I kiss the ring to Apple.
You need to stop it.
I have
to. It's the same phone from generation one.
It is not. It is not. So you have to appreciate when branding and marketing is executed so flawlessly that people see it as a part of their identity, which is what you want. This is what you want. This is the outcome you want. You do not want people to be able to take you or leave you.
So let's talk about this.
Because you want the fans brand, or enemies?
The brand of the PLP, and we're going to get into this, guys. The lines are open. If you want to be a part of the conversation, we're going to open up the lines in a few minutes. But let's talk about this. I want to put this here, right? Somebody text me, Idolatry Howard, right? All caps.
They've never heard the song.
Big caps, right? All right, so this should be very clear, right? So the concept and idea that exists here is that the PLP tried to rebrand itself. Try to be able to say to the public, the electorate, avert your eyes from yesteryear, from whence we came.
I like the avert your eyes. It sounds very medieval.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Cast away.
all aspersions and the idea of yesteryear. Forth thou goeth, right? So this is the concept and idea that exists within the organization. And 2017, they came to this hill, this point, this road. They had to make a decision. And in deciding that they rebranded, they dabbled with the, and I use the word strategically, dabbled with their constitution. They did everything to project this sort of a social concept and idea of reform within the organization. They included young people. This was after.
Yes.
After the Bridge to the Future and the baby went out with the bathwater with Renwood Wells, Andre Rollins, and Gregory Moss. The PLP came back and used youth to strategically chart their course to 2021, which was supposed to be 2022. Now, what happened after they got in, after the victory, after the great social media concepts, after the inclusion of youth, after the articulation, after all these things, we're here now. Boom, we're here.
Here we are.
We're here today.
Here we are.
And then here today, we don't see anything different than the PLP that we knew yesteryear.
When you say
in
anything different.
In a new day dispensation, and this is me, Dan, this ain't you, this Howard. In a new day dispensation, we still feel the residue, I got to say residue, and it's thick and clumpy. It's almost like the Bunker C fuel that's coming out of Clifton. It's thick and undeniable, the residue of yesteryear, that this is the same PLP that we know. Now, let's be very clear. The F&M didn't do as much as it relates to rebranding, but they give you this sort of a new language that this is the people's time. This language of inclusion, because that's what this dispensation and era requires. They want everyone to be a part of it.
Right.
So this language that says we are, this is the people's time, and go right back to the party that we know, that excluded, that segregated, that separated, that identify a subsector of society. And we see this not necessarily in their articulation, but in their fruits. Because that's how you know people, by their fruits. And their fruits is their laws, legislations, and what their pronouncements are in terms of how the society moves.
Absolutely. So here's the thing. What are people's expectations from a government? What are people's expectations from the PLP specifically? Because here's the thing. When you look at...
You mean honestly or their desired expectation?
No, it's time for us to have an honest conversation.
No.
Honestly, what do...
There's two expectations.
What do the people expect?
So there is a social expectation that looks at forward movement of democracy, our proximity to the United States of America, our global view and worldview. They expect that our leaders understand our position and be able to move
forward. What is our position? How are we leaning? More left? More right? What do we want?
People don't like to hear this, but we're more right. We're very conservative as a nation.
We are.
People don't like to hear that.
We are.
There is... they pepper this sort of an idea of liberty and this sort of an idea of this liberation, but that doesn't really exist here. Not for the most part. If you talk to the majority of people, if you look at voting, the schedule of voting and how
this
it happens,
true.
We are a very conservative people.
This is true.
People don't like to talk like this.
It is true.
But it's true.
We
are more conservative. So when we have conversation that includes, my left-wing radical conversation of why don't you include this group or this particular group or this subsector? Why don't you do these things? They tend to forget that this conservative nature pushbacks against a lot of those things.
Here's the thing, though. When you look at the U.S. population, it is the same, you know. The amplification of what appears to be the left is just louder. But if you actually look at the data, it is the same. So we have a country where...
The left is willing to throw money behind what they believe in media.
Correct.
So you presume...
Correct.
...that the left is loud. But the fact of the matter is voting numbers tell you different. When you look at middle America, it is white.
It is.
I'm talking about really white.
No diversity.
When they make their decisions, it is, for the most part, right.
Right.
These are still Bible thumping. These are still Christian conservative people.
They are. And here's what's happening, though. And not to deviate into their politics, but when you have, because what has happened is, okay, you have the right that represents a particular thing, and then you have the left. And black people have aligned themselves with other minority and what you would call fringe groups, right? But is that in the best interest for black people?
I got a text here. This is a good one. He said, the people accept this every time. They support and have supported this mentality since 1973. It's unfair to address the political organization while leaving out the electorate and their role. That's one. I like that. And then there's a second part. He says, United States of America is conservative in their ideas, but liberal in their policies. It's a welfare society.
Wow.
This is bananas.
I like that.
Dazzy, that's look profound. At you, the troubling things. Ladies and gentlemen.
That is profound.
Dazzy's in the house today.
That is profound.
Dazzy's in the house. Ladies, we're going to take this telephone. We're going to take this commercial break. The line's going to be wide open. I want you guys to be a part of it. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family violence. 242-300. 5720. Or hit me up. 422-4796. Quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The
foundation. You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Join Rise Bahamas Online for Imagine Local Government Day, Saturday, March 25th at 11 a.m. Hosted by Naughty with music by DJ Bravo. Play our trivia for a chance to win $500 every hour until 2 p.m. Our speaker is Pat Ramming with appearances by Ed Fields, Valentino Scrooge Brown, and yours truly, Tenille Tadah Burrows. Inbox Rise Bahamas on Facebook or email risebahamas@gmail.com to register.
We are called for local government.
Burger King wants you to enjoy a classic sandwich so good we've been making it since 1979. Introducing the original chicken sandwich, American style, with fries and a drink for only $7.95, including VAT. This sandwich is made with white meat chicken, lightly breaded and topped with crisp, fresh lettuce, creamy mayonnaise, tomatoes, and lots of American cheese on a long sesame seed bun. Get your American original chicken sandwich combo for only $7.95, including VAT, at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Don't spend hours sending individual messages to your customers. Use SMS messaging instead. With Cable Bahamas Business Solutions SMS messaging, you can send personalized messages to hundreds or even thousands of recipients instantly. It's quick, effortless, and cost-effective. Plus, it ensures that your messages are delivered directly to your customers' cellular phones, guaranteeing higher engagement. Save time and boost your outreach with SMS bulk messaging. Call Cable Bahamas Business Solutions at 601-8911 in Nassau or 602-8811 in the Family Islands.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. We are here. This is the foundation on this absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon out here. I want to tell you shooting the breeze, but I don't think we got time for that. I don't think we got time for sort of the shucking and jiving of being able to talk about just the serene environment without being able to be critical. I talk about how it needs to grow. Sitting in the studio with me is none other than Dazzy the Demi, being able to chop these things down. Dazzy, my girl, it's so good to hear from you. So good to be in the studio with you again.
It's good to be here.
Because people texting me already, oh my God, Howard, it's so refreshing. And I feel like that's how they're saying it. I feel like that's how they text me.
Why are you using a voice, Howard?
No, I don't know, because it sounds
like... Do you
think
that's how they sound?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay. It's so refreshing to hear Dazzy. And just, I don't know. This is what it is.
If they say it's refreshing, it's refreshing. It's Thank refreshing. You. Thank
it's
you.
Oh, yeah. So they're right now.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, so this is customer service. Customer escape.
We are professional today.
Oh, we're professional.
It is not Thursday.
I like this, ladies. It's not Thursday.
No.
Okay, well, I'm not going to fight you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. The lines are open if you want to be a part of it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands out there, wherever you are, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. I see somebody hit me up from a private line number. If you're listening to me, you know I can't answer that, right? Make sure you hit me up, shoot me a text, or leave a voice note and I'll get back to you after the show. But the lines are wide open. We're here. We're just talking about the branding of the PLP and whether or not the PLP and the FNM, I just want to be able to be as balanced as possible in the approach. This was brought on by this sort of a new idea that's kind of creeped out. I feel like it was strategic. It could never be happenstance in casual. It just doesn't happen like this.
Nothing is casual.
It was strategic.
Always.
In the midst of what was happening in the country with the proroguing of the House of Assembly, in the midst of what was happening out there, you find yourself in this sort of position that strategically this information has been released. Talk to me about it. We're talking about this brand, guys. The lines are open. Go ahead, Desi.
So I just want to say, I believe that rules are for people that do not have values, right? So when we look at what the rules are, it's to kind of keep society in a line where it's still acceptable behavior, because not everyone has an intrinsic set of values that are going to benefit the nation. And so that's what rules are for. That being said, rules and what is right and wrong, I don't believe, you know, necessarily coincide either for the greater good. Because look at a man like Edward Snowden, for example, right? Mm-hmm. What he did was considered wrong by some, breaking the rules, and others, he's considered a hero. So I believe that depending on the side of history that you're on is how actions will be looked at. So I don't believe that anything is inherently what it is perceived to be at that present time. So how it's looked at now may be strategic. In hindsight, it may be, oh, this was a clear mistake. Right. Mm-hmm. This is a clear mm-hmm. oversight. Mm-hmm. And so that's my only commentary on it, because we do not have the vantage point of being in the future to look back at a situation at this present moment in time.
There's no pre-hindsight.
It does not exist. It does not exist. Unfortunately, it does not. I wish it did.
But that's where strategy comes in. That's where anticipation comes in.
Right.
That's where being able to identify what has happened before and determine by deduction that this is possibly going to be able to happen. And I don't know whether or not these are some of the things that is executed accordingly. Let me see if I can take this telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Mr. Howard, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm calling in from Florida, man. How you doing?
I'm fantastic, my brother. I'm fantastic, man. Good to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling.
I'm here from calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. Yeah, I live in the United States like almost 40 years now, right? Mm-hmm. When I came over here, I live in the mostly black area, and all I used to hear, vote Democrat, but you know, that's all I did. But until I started doing my research and stuff, the Democratic Party here, the left of this country, they believe in abortion, they believe in same-sex marriage. So I say, I don't believe in that, so why should I support that party? Mm-hmm. You want to see who your friends is? Let them tell us, man, I'm more conservative now. Man, they call you everything but the child of God. You hear me? So that's why America is a conservative country, right? But the country is going... I wouldn't want to say the word on
I appreciate
gay stuff in the school.
I appreciate you. Yeah, you can't sit on the radio. But so you're conservative.
Did we
call you there with us?
Yeah, it sounded like he was breaking up.
I appreciate
up a
you
bit.
Calling in from St. Petersburg.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's a good call. That's a good call.
Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of persons actually take the time to recognize that.
Let me give you an example. Facebook friend of mine, and he has like a regular amount of friends. I'm going to try to pull it up. He made a post a few days ago, and when I went back, I was absolutely shocked.
They cussed him out.
At the response that it got, right? Because here it is. And see, this is when we talk about zeal, and this is when we talk about being committed to a cause. So he has 7,000 followers. In the scheme of things, that's not a lot. Right? He runs a program. He's a realtor. He's not, in the scale of social media, he's not a big guy. He made a post the other day talking about his son and what he wants his son to believe and how he is raising his children in his household. That post turned into, and I'll read the stats for you in just a second, that turned into 7,400 shares. That turned into 2,460 comments.
From one post?
And his post says he was talking about gender with his four-year-old at dinner. And you would not think that that would turn into such...
Oh, that's a charged take. That's a charged conversation right now.
But he's talking to his couple thousand friends, what he thinks is a close environment.
No, he's talking to the world.
7,000 shares, okay?
He's talking to
thousands of comments. He's gotten death threats.
And he ain't got 7,000 friends.
He does not.
He needs to stop.
So the world that we live in now, there's nothing that is isolated. And once you touch certain topics, you are calling in an army.
But I believe that conviction
he's
should...
He's naive.
I believe that conviction should still... You know, one of the things that we've heard, and you know, even in our intro for Rush Hour, we played a little bit of Nipsey Hussle. And... one of the things that Nipsey continued to be able to perpetuate is 10 toes down, being able to stand on your conviction and understanding this position that you have. I believe that there needs to be more of a backbone in society now. People continue to genuflect and bend and pretzel and twist just to make sure that you're accommodated. Did I offend you, Dazzy? Are you okay?
Here's the thing.
I didn't mean it like this.
I just refreshed the page, Howard. Let me give you the stats, what they are now. He has... 59,000 shares now, 48,000 reactions on this post.
And just from talking to his son.
Here's my thing about any opinion. If you stand for people having the right to choose opinions, you cannot get angry when they choose an opinion that's not the opinion you want. That is all I have to say about that. And that goes for every side. So if you, like, let's just look at, we're not talking about feminism today, but you know, the women's right to choose. You cannot get angry if women choose to be housewives because you are literally fighting for the women's right to choose.
My God.
If they choose to be housewives, why are you angry?
Yeah.
Unless there is some other mission behind what is being presented.
Yeah, they wrap it in agenda. That's what they use. It is, there is a subtle agenda.
You cannot get angry.
There's an agenda behind it.
So if you say that people have the right to choose what orientation that they have, and they say, okay, well, then I choose to be this particular thing. Man, why are you angry? There's some cognitive dissonance there that makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
There's no logical sense attached to that.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why are you upset?
But this is how...
That's weird.
The world works now.
And they start to talk about
whether or not this generation, and that's why I wanted to start the conversation off like this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you an opportunity to kind of chime in, and maybe this doesn't go down the line of being able to identify one political organization or another, and maybe we don't necessarily have to grade them accordingly, but we need to know whether or not they're prepared to meet the demands of the world in this new generation. We're still perpetuating...
Can they?
No, they can't. They cannot.
Is that a realistic expectation for them to meet the demands?
They can't. They don't know how to. They don't know how. Like Sway trying to be able to give you answers about rapids that he's never travailed. He don't even know how to get a boat to be here.
Wow.
And Kanye asked him, "You don't how, Sway? You don't have the answers."
But you see what the follow-up of that was, right? Kanye in an interview said, you know, Sway did have the answers.
In retrospect, you understand these things, but right. You're looking for an actual answer. The answer cannot be to calm down, to allow these things to be able to happen.
Because do we as Bahamians view ourselves as a part of a global world, though? I don't feel that we do, you know. I will sometimes discuss things and people will look at me like, what are you talking about? And these are common discourse that are being had on the international stage. Right? This is not anything that I think is extraordinary. I didn't have to dig deep for this. You literally pull up a headline internationally and boom, you're presented with this particular topic or this particular thing that's going on. A lot of times I feel like we see that we pretend that we're in a silo and these things do not affect us globally.
Do.
But we think they don't. You remember when the price of eggs went up?
Yes, I do.
People were arguing and lambasting. Poor.
I was eating a stolen egg.
I heard someone say,
I would buy a chicken.
Say if his kids eat eggs, they will break out, right? Because they didn't have eggs for an entire time.
Then when the eggs got to $2, I had too much in my fridge. I'm like, what am I doing with all these eggs?
What are you doing? So, but when the eggs went up, I knew they were going to go up because on the international, you know, headlines, you would see conversations about this. People were upset at the poor man, Rupert Roberts, right? Lambasting him on social media. And I was like, why are you angry at this man? This is something that's happening globally. So do we think that we are separate and apart? Do we think we live in a silo?
No, I think it's a political approach to be able to denigrate any one political organization. So the truth of the matter is that we're going to be able to see those things. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here sitting down with Dazzy, being able to chop these great conversations down. I want you to be able to participate in that. We're going to take this break, get to news, and be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Here, being able to do all we can do on September 19th, if you're celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Put your name right there. Happy birthday to you.
Did you give me a happy birthday on my birthday, Howard? Because I don't recall. Dazzy. My birthday was on the 31st. of August. I don't recall you giving me a happy birthday.
Dazzy, you and I were at, you came there when I was over at, come on, talk to me. When I was over at, what's the thing called? Own Bahamas Talk. I was talking to Terrence.
Yes.
We're listening to Terrence McMahon.
Yes.
For the ChatGPT thing. And I'm going, and I'm going to Fort Lauderdale, by the way. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale for the ChatGPT thing, right?
Good stuff.
So, you and I, you were there.
I was there.
I didn't know you were coming.
No, you didn't know.
I was there.
You didn't know.
And you popped up.
I
was there.
I did. I had to.
And it was your birthday.
Yes, it was.
Okay, talk to me.
Absolutely.
So behave yourself.
You can give the rest of the people there. Kudos.
Oh, I was trying to be able to do this thing. You there just you go. Interject the whole thing. You need to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, calling all junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on a topic. What does going digital mean to you? For junior high school students, it's going to be 1,000 words. Senior high school students, 1,500 words. Just email your name, your school, the level of grades that you're into, alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. Guys, you're out there, you kid, don't be like Howard. Me and my son, I wouldn't strangle him so bad. I just be decent. Should I say strangle him on the radio?
No,
but this is what I want to do.
You cannot.
I got a laptop, gave the dude my laptop to use.
Uh-huh.
He goes in his bed with the laptop.
Okay.
Sleeps with the thing. Typing all now. He can't even use certain buttons. Listen, he needs to write one of these things so I can get an iPad, right?
He was just using it.
He needs to stop.
You know?
He needs to stop. These children just do too much. I can't take it. It's exhausting. But if you're out there, you need an iPad. Get your children to work and tell them to do these things. $1,500 words for the high school students, 1,000 words for the senior school students. Alpha@platoalpha.com. Alpha@platoalpha.com. Next week, Friday, we're going to be able to. No, actually, it's this Friday. September 22nd is this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
September 22nd is this Friday. So you got till Friday to be able to get these things done, make some things happen. And then next week, Friday, we're going to be able to announce the winners right here on GuardianRadio.com. So, as we're talking about these things, very open, guys. If you want to be able to be a part of the conversation, please do so. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. We're here just talking about some things about whether or not, and I don't believe that they are, and I just want to be very clear, Dazzy. I ask you that.
What's that?
To get your professional branding opinion on both the PLP and the FNM. Organizations pay millions of dollars in consultancy fees to bring people in to tell them what we're going to tell them right now. You suck and you're not ready for this. You're not ready for big boy action in this global market. You're not ready. You're presenting yourself in one particular manner. You don't have the sort of inclusion, amalgamation, the shifting necessary to really put the conviction in place to see the country move in a different light. So all this is just campaigning. But not reformation, not rejuvenation. Talk to me, Dazzy.
So here's the thing. I want to talk about whataboutisms, right? So whataboutisms is very popular because when you are confronted by someone with a different political viewpoint, you are more likely to view what they say as an attack to be countered rather than a point to be debated, right? So psychologists actually suggest that this view of argument is really prevalent in political debates because it's very driven by partisan bias, right? And that's just, it is what it is. So this is science. We can't debate it, right? However, I think it is unfair to go too deep into deconstructing the FNM's campaign just because the time in which they would have campaigned is so far in the past as a successful campaign compared to the PLP. So I would like to rate them based on the upcoming campaign, what is being put forward, because that the last general election, I think, was a unique one in terms of the backdrop of what the world had faced, what the country had faced, etc. So, you know, those things do influence how people perceive what's happening. That being said, that YouTube ad,
it didn't influence the outcome.
It didn't influence the outcome.
It's the same rhythm. We're trapped in the rhythm of
this is our PLP, this is the cycle.
FNM, PLP,
this
FNM,
is the cycle.
PLP. So
this is the cycle.
So a lot the external activity was happening globally may not necessarily have any impact on what's happening locally.
It didn't have any impact, I think, when it came time for people to hit the polls necessarily. But I do think in the social discourse it had impact in terms of what people expected to see but from the FNM.
My question always
I do believe that that was a part of it.
How is this going to translate in numbers? Like, sentiments exist. I find like a lot of politicians, pundits, and others take on a position to be able to amplify the fact that, yeah, but look how many people registered to vote and how many people didn't vote. So the amount of people that didn't vote makes a determinant. No, not necessarily, because I held my breath the entire time I was on the line. I don't guess no COVID-19.
This is true.
I didn't know that.
And some people just need it as a second ID. They're actually show up. They just want that the voters.
So stop trying to make a determination about who didn't show up and this is why they didn't show up. For the most part, your people, the various polling divisions who had the responsibility, the runners, didn't do their jobs. And people wasn't engaged the way that they should.
They were not.
And they're not convinced that your organization can be able to do what they need to be done.
Here's the thing. So I do believe that to a certain extent, and I'm not sure where this sentiment comes from or what drives it, but I do believe that a lot of the expectations we have as individuals is misplaced and put onto the government. I will believe that is a hill that I stand on forever and ever and ever. And the reason why I say that is because we may have, okay, you know how you know if you are imbalanced? If your standards and your recommendations and the expectations you have of yourself is low and the ones that you have for the government is high. It should be the reverse. If we ourselves personally have extremely high standards that we need to adhere to, beliefs, all of that, and we keep the government's own very low, it will actually have the opposite effect where the government will have, and this is not any specific government, governments will have to perform better because the collective of the people is a higher standard. If you look, I saw something on, I don't remember where I saw it, maybe YouTube, and they showed a men's bathroom in Japan. Right. And they contrasted that with the men's bathroom in some mall in the U.S. Right. The condition of it. It is based on the thinking of the people. All is mind, you know, there is no separation. So who we are tends to come up to the forefront. So when I hear us as a people complain, all we need to do is take a mirror, shine that back. And if we do that as a collective, this country will change so quickly. Because we do not have...
How do we get that into their mindset? And I got to take this telephone call. How do we get that into their mindset? How do we teach people to do more introspection rather than pointing fingers? How do we do that?
We have to become nothing first. We have to strip away all identity. We have to be nothing as a nation. We are not. We are actually holding on to so many different beliefs and ideas and... who we are, because it's confusing for us. We're the proximity to the U.S. is close, so we're black.
In that,
we look at black culture.
In that holding on to it is intangible.
It's intangible, but it permeates every fiber of our being, and it represents what we see in society. There was a video that I saw the other day on a certain platform, and this man was admonishing other men to not handle some other man who apparently has some sort of mental disability or he's homeless to not harass him in a particular manner. This is the fruit that is being picked. This is
eating from it.
What is happening?
Okay, so if the world was Garden of Eden, we've eaten the fruit of the forbidden tree, which is the tree of democracy at the north.
Right.
We're going to talk about this. Let me see if I can take this telephone
call.
Let's
take this call, yeah.
Right, caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Dazzy.
Good afternoon.
What's up, Jeff?
All I can say is the dynamic duo is at it again.
What's up, Jeff?
And you know, it's so great and refreshing to hear your voice, Dazzy.
Oh, thank you.
Continue the great work.
Thank
and the
you.
Conversation right now that both of you are having is one that is very salient. It's poignant and it's very important to have. The points that I picked up thus far from your conversation is simply this. The Bahamian people aren't truly serious about change in this country. I regard them more like a chameleon. You know, the wrongdoings from both of the administrations, you find that the pundits seem to be in agreement with the wrongdoings. I long to see a people when their party is not doing what's in the best interest of the Bahamian people, will stand up, whether publicly or keep it in house, and actually allow the Bahamian people to see true democracy at work. But what we hear a lot coming from the caucus, especially the party that is the oldest party in the country, is you don't allow the business of the party, whether there's wranglings going on, not to come out into the public domain. It gives the false impression then that all is well in the party, when we all outside here can see that it's not. And, you know, when we can stand up and actually demand, and the parties who form the governing party of the country at the particular time actually listens to the Bahamian people and begin to do the work that the Bahamian people is demanding, then I think our society would then begin to change. Right now, as it stands, if you look at the landscape out here, we have a whole lot of talks, and nothing is really being felt on the ground. Nothing. All of these trips that's being done right now, I'll give you a classic example. All of these trips that people say that they're doing on behalf of the Bahamian people, but yet on the ground, we have yet to see 99% of anything that has been done or accomplished on these trips came to fruition on the ground. There's no real talk about immediate, short, or long-term as it pertains to this current administration bringing about the prosperity index to the Bahamian people. So, having said all that, and I'll close on this point, I believe that we cannot blame these politicians, and I'll keep on saying it. The onus is on we as Bahamians to not only demand, but to ensure to keep their feet to the fire for them to deliver these things that they promised on the campaign trail, one, and then two, all of the other benefits that come from all this extensive traveling and stuff to come to the benefit of the Bahamian people that we can feel now. Today, not the next 5 years, not the next 10 years, but now.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Let me see if I can get a next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good day, Howard. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Whatever I tell you, what's happening, Howard, you might talk it.
Okay.
But anyway, it's always a pleasure to hear Dazzy's voice when paired to yours. She is a breath of fresh air and... Yeah, madam producer, what a change. You know what I mean? All them bunch of grumpy fellas out there. Hey, Guardian Radio.
Oh, leave the boys alone. Thank you,
Daddy, I called to take a change today, my dear, because I always love hearing you.
Thank
right?
you.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon up, up and away?
Your balloon?
Yes. That would you like to ride dangerous. In my beautiful balloon?
That sounds dangerous. I'm actually afraid of heights, so no. Okay. I'll decline. Hello? Thank you, though. It's a
Hello?
Thought that counts.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for?
No, this anyway, is a different kind of show, you know.
This is, I feel like
he's taking the show at a different...
You think this much more?
Sorry?
Howard,
go ahead.
In this next 50-year dispensation, man, we can't be doing this. We cannot be doing this for another 50 years. My vote with the PFP's grade is D. Let's get straight to the point of this next.
D.
Did you say D or B?
No,
D. As in dog?
As in David, as in dog.
Okay. D.
Okay.
Not a plus on the D? Just D. No plus?
Pardon?
D plus or just D?
D. D as in dog.
That's it.
Wow. Okay. That's it. That's all you got?
Yeah, just a D. Just text 50 years, please, man. We didn't do 50 years every day and every day and every day and all the other. We got to be tired. Which is ours.
I'm with you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. I can put this down.
To the point, man. You can get the woman or you can stay. What you can do?
D. I like that. He's a decent man, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. We're chopping it down. We're still giving you an opportunity to be able to put your grade in for the PLP. Push and pass. Talk to me. Push and pass sort of the social rhetoric and the information that's come to the forefront by publicdomain.com. Being able to identify that this administration, more specifically the prime minister, is getting a 60% approval rating. Talk to me about it. The lines are wide open. Text me, call me, let me know. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Looking for plenty food and you're on a budget? Stop into Wendy's and grab our latest bundle. Back again, our Biggie Bag. With this Biggie Bag, you get a Dave single, a regular fries, a regular drink, and four-piece nuggets for only $9.95. Fat inclusive. Now that's a deal. It's the best on these streets. Stop on in to try it today at any participating location. Restrictions apply. Wendy's, different inside and out.
It's back to school season again. Send your kids off with everything they need, from books, uniforms, to school supplies, all with a Fidelity personal loan. Apply today for a chance to win amazing back to school prizes. Call 823-4374.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, chopping it down on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon here, sitting with none other than Dazzy the Demi in studio. You can give me a call, 323-622-3235-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 2425-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Let me see if I can get a few of these texts out before we can get to... before we can get to this telephone call. So it says, yo, bro, I'm hitting you up from Turks and Caicos. Who's the beautiful lady in the studio? Guys, you can make sure to check us out. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. You can be able to see us live in full effect. And you know that's Dazzy here with us. So it says, great show as usual. Customer service.
Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, Turks T.I., right?
Yeah.
That's probably my cousin.
I grew up there.
I know, you told
me. Yeah. Your cousin?
It's probably my cousin.
You a family over there? Yeah.
Does he has a grant from Dazzy? It's always good to have the same conversation. You need to stop.
How are we cousins?
Right?
I just want you to know.
No. I'm not cousins to the Lightborns.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm
to
not.
To the Halls.
To the Halls,
Mizzix.
I am.
The Mizzix, yeah.
And the Mizzix.
The Mizzix is my cousins.
Washi Mizzix them is my family. And Michael Mizzix them is my cousin.
I'm telling you. We really
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But the Lightborns ain't nothing new to me.
No. But that's on my mom's side.
Okay, cool.
Right.
All right, cool. So, say, great show as usual. Customer service is horrible. So it says, Howard, when you're talking about the professional service, I would like to know where they put the inspector who used to be on Carmichael Road traffic. He was heaven sent.
Aw, what's so his name?
I don't know. They probably don't know his name either. Right? So it says, good day. So refreshing to hear the dynamic duo on radio again. Tell Dazzy, Bahamians live to talk politics, religion, and bedroom business.
This is true.
This is bananas.
This is true.
This
our
is crazy.
Three favorite topics.
Politics, religion, and not necessarily in that order. Depending on the time of the day, it might just
we
be
We forgot one.
Order.
No.
Politics.
Immigration.
Immigration is important. Text back. Put immigration.
You got to put, it's four.
You got to be able to
bedroom business, immigration. Politics.
Yeah. And then religion.
Religion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Religion.
And sometimes when all of them are together in a topic, wow.
People would never stop. They form an
beautiful. They,
you mean to tell me?
They will call you all day.
You mean to tell me? Jesus in Haiti? It's too much. Y'all do too much. Y'all do too much, right? So it says, as for branding, the PLP and the FNM both try to rebrand, but their core ideology remains the same. Friends, family, and lovers.
But it always remain the same. Why are we surprised by this? I don't understand. We are smart people. Come on now. We know it is what it is. That's how it works. Even in your household, it works like that, does it not? It's the same thing. Why are we expecting different from who we are as people? If you have something happening, right? Who are you calling? Your friends, your family, your lovers. It's the same thing. Why are we expecting different behaviors than intrinsically who we are? I don't understand it. That is what it's going to be.
I must tell you, I may, some friends, because over the years, we've developed strategic relationships on a path towards an objective.
Right.
Right? So you develop professional relationships. These people become cordial with you. You may consider having conversations with them because you now, as you grow and mature, you understand like minds think alike. Family, not necessarily. I ain't calling all of them. Because some of them ain't believing this thing in the first place. They come with the hand out. Nothing about me.
I prefer to call on people that I consider, I wouldn't say enemies, but that don't typically care for me. I find that I get the best results.
So you can be on your guard all the time?
No, you get the best results because they want to prove something different to you. So that's what I found to be very successful. Wow. I just did a collaboration and a project a couple of weeks ago, and I called on someone. I mean,
that's a lot, but you didn't
I don't mind saying it because me and the person, we're cool now. But I knew they did not care for me, so I specifically reached out to them because I admired their work. And we had a very successful project. So now that we're friends, I can't call it no more.
So you rebound. I see how you rebound. Let me see
you have to do it, right? You got to be strategic in these things because there's no separation of consciousness. We are all one. It is pointless to create these little petty things. If I need what you have to further process that I'm using and you are the best.
But that's not the
so
mindset.
I'm not going to call you because me and you, you and I don't see the but you're the best person for the job.
That's not the mindset that exists here, whether it's political, whether it's religious, whether it's professional, whatever the environment and sub-environment is. People may know that you're qualified, capable, passionate about these things, and they won't call you for that exact
well,
reason.
That is a lack of maturity because at the end of the day, that job reflects on me, right? So I'm not going to call a friend of mine who may be less qualified who's going to make me look bad.
Yeah, but
they're not going to make me fail.
In this society, for the most part, no one cares. So you can get paid anyhow. Whether or not, listen to me.
That's on St.
Vincent,
very right.
Let's
That's
be very clear. On St. Vincent Road, everybody right. who listened to me, they know what I'm talking about. On St. Vincent Road, there's one sidewalk 28 feet high. Thing's so high. You could actually like base jump off of the side of this, and I'm only saying to you,
who did that?
Exactly what I'm saying. Get paid for it.
Who did that?
Whoever did it, they got paid for it, right? I'm only saying to you that your compensation never has to do with your professional output.
I'll tell you one thing. Say and what you will. For the most part. Say what you will about the U.S., but they are so capitalistic. For every time, they will put performance and outcome over personal bias. And I've done several projects and collaborations. They will do it every time because at the end of the day, the outcome...
Society holds their feet to the fire.
It does.
That's why.
Performance.
They expect you to provide. And you know what? The underlying concept about America is that when Donald Trump came out and talked about make America great or keep America great or whatever he's talking about.
Yeah, make America great
right?
again.
Right, let's make America great again.
Right.
The concept and idea that existed in the people's mind is that America is a great country. When they were fighting in the Civil Wars, dying on their own turf for an ideology, an idea that existed in these particular spaces is because they believed in America. They believed in this particular space.
Oh, they are patriotic.
Okay, so their patriotism outshined their political posture and position.
Absolutely.
Right? And this is why you see the fight that exists in America between the left wing, the lefters, and the right wing, and those conservative concepts and ideas.
I'm glad you brought that up, Howard. So do we then, because I will tell you, I'm so glad you brought that up. Let me tell you why. The self-esteem and what it means to identify as an American has been, the branding on that is immaculate, okay? Because no matter where they go in the world,
through the ages,
that is said. I'm an American. That is said.
You can't do that to me. I'm an American.
You can't do that to me. I'm an American.
Unless you're Black American, then you just shut up and keep moving.
No, even them to a little bit.
Where? Only in the Bahamas?
They do get certain privileges.
You can go in Taiwan, but I'm an American?
No, hear me out.
Sir.
So I'm on a lot of travel blogs, right, and forums. And they do get a little bit of privilege because they use the fact that they're American to say, I'm not like the other blacks of the world. I've seen them do this.
I'm privileged.
I'm privileged, right? I have an American passport. Is that a call we need to take?
Let's see if it's a good call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Brother Grant.
Hey, good afternoon, my brother.
Thanks so much for holding. I hope you're doing well, and Dazzy.
Hey, Professor, it's good to hear from you. What's happening, man? All is well?
Yeah, I'm doing quite well. I'm listening with interest to the show, but I had to call in. I wonder whether you and Dazzy know what major national problems have been solved by the government of the Bahamas over the last 2 years, and here are the clear-cut benefits that come to the Bahamian people as a result of these major national problems having been solved.
You asked this question before.
Did you hear that?
And you asked this question before, right? You constantly ask this question. And the only thing that I can pinpoint that's always perpetuated by any administration that comes in is the acquisition of jobs. Like, we have solved the issue of your employment. Not necessarily environmental issues, not necessarily occupational issues, but providing you an opportunity to survive another day. And I think that's the only thing that I can say that they've put their finger on and kind of touched that.
But Brother Grant and Dazzy, let me just say this. They have made announcements about jobs. We do not know what kind of jobs, how much money is being paid, and over what period of time these jobs will function. Because, see, you can open today, right? 3 months down the road, there are no jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have to watch that very clearly. I saw where one union leader got all hyped up because a particular personality put on some clothes, decided to go to that particular location where they were having their workers work, and all of a sudden, he changed from where he was prior to that person coming in as the new minister.
Mm.
I do not understand a particular individual coming in, walking through a building, looking and seeing what persons are doing or not doing, and then all of a sudden, everything seemed to be straight.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like that in reality, because that same union leader, 1 year from now, or let me give him 3 months from now, he may be singing a different tune.
Of course.
I believe we have to give these people...
If it's supper time, they may be singing a different tune. Talk to me.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, okay. These are the kind of things you have to watch, because the question has to be, the Constitution says no man, woman, or child shall have their labor exploited or suffer deprivation or become slaves or bondsmen to anyone. Those are three main points in that Constitution, which have not been fulfilled over the last 50-plus years.
I agree with you.
We still have labor problems.
Yes.
And so you have to ask yourself...
Exploitation.
Fella,
huh? Exploitation issues.
Exploitation, yeah. He just jumps right up, and all of a sudden, because this particular individual puts on some clothes and some boots and one hat and come marching through, everything changes. And I said to myself, what kind of nonsense is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the reality of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And another thing I want to say, the Prime Minister has been doing a lot of traveling. We don't even know what this memorandum of understanding is with Botswana. No. What is that?
No.
All these other agreements that have been signed, have they been made public?
Mm-hmm.
Have they consulted with the Bahamian people? Because mm-hmm. I keep hearing all kind of things having been signed, and then people from various groups in the country are saying they want the government to do this and to do that. And they're coming up and saying, this is what we have signed on to. But I, as a citizen, don't know that. I know nothing about these agreements
mm-hmm.
that have been signed. So the government is signing, or have representatives signing, a whole lot of things,
mm-hmm.
and the public is not knowledgeable about those things. Do you know about them?
No,
Dazzy and
well, we've been watching the Prime Minister, and I have a view on these relationships that are being forged externally. But I agree with what you're saying. Botswana, as one of the Southern African countries that has all these particular spaces around it, I don't know whether or not they're going to be able to. What they're going to do? We have to find out more information. What do you mean by memorandum of understanding? I appreciate you saying that and being able to come to the forefront with it.
Yeah, and remember now, this country is landlocked.
It is.
Surrounded by many other African nations.
It is.
To get to that particular nation, you got to fly over them people's airspace.
Yes,
you got to pass through somebody's land barrier or land border to get to Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are aware, that too many of those African nations, they have very serious political problems.
Yes.
They're experimenting with democracy. They got Sudan.
Aren't we all?
Virtually all of them, I agree.
What I'm saying to you is, aren't we all experimenting with this new thing that's been introduced to us, this democracy?
No, let me put it this way.
Okay.
When you look at the Bahamas, 1729, right on up to now,
mm-hmm.
parliamentary democracy has existed in this country.
Mm-hmm.
No other country that I know of, and you and Dazzy could check it out,
mm-hmm.
to see whether any African country has had that kind of peaceful transition from one administration to the next for almost 300 years.
Wow.
The Bahamas has that record. We don't even work with it. We don't even recognize it. We don't even sell it as a nation. We're looking at this fellow say he want to do something. And we know little about what he's all about.
I like this call.
You know, so these are the sort of things I look at and I need to watch. And Bahamian people
mm-hmm.
need to watch what the government of the Bahamas is doing
yeah.
on our behalf.
We
have Professor, to keep tabs on them.
Professor, I thank you so very kindly, my brother, for your telephone call, and thank you for your contribution. He's always being able to make us really think a little bit deeper about this stuff.
You know what I took from that? I took from that that as a nation, collectively, we need to make sure that we have high self-esteem, that we see ourselves in high esteem. And so that is reflected.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
As a nation, are we at the mercy of the conviction of the political pursuit of the idea of being able to amplify your global popularity of our leaders? That's just, as a nation, is the conviction and the strength of our democracy and the sovereignty of its people first and foremost? Or do we follow behind this kind of a fleeting, shifting position from one leader to another?
Our mercies lie.
Hold on, Daz. Wait, let's let that
okay.
sink. I feel that was a heavy question just
now. That is a very heavy question.
Let us soak it. Because we shift, whether it's Perry Christie, former prime minister.
Why? Why are we shifting?
Hubert Ingram, former prime minister. Because there is, for the most part, like the professor would indicate to you, there's not a perpetuation, and he continues to be able to call them characters, those
right.
individuals, right? As opposed to being able to be the honorable men and women that represent the constitution of the country and perpetuate that and push that, amplify that, lift that up. We carry their agenda as opposed to them carrying ours.
But why is that? And the reason why I keep saying why is that is because our weakness lies in a lot of cases based on our economic position. So where how we fill our coffers dictates in a lot of cases, how we feel about a particular subject at a particular moment in time. You had Travis Scott, it was. He wanted to go ahead and do a concert, I think, in Egypt, right? And they told him, no, you're not going to do the concert here. Goodbye, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of the countries in, you know, the eastern part of the world, they have quite a lot of autonomy because financially, they can.
But you only, see, you know what's heavy? Oh, man, I enjoy this. I enjoy this. Western world person, people in the Western world
yes.
who amplify and perpetuate this concept and idea of democracy always look at other countries and say, wow, I can't believe that you made the decision. You have such autonomy and strength. And reject the concept and idea of sovereignty. The sovereignty existed before this concept of whatever you're trying to introduce to them. They get to make the decisions.
So do we consider ourselves, identity-wise, to be a part of the Western world then?
Yes,
when we do. You talk about the Western world, are we a part of this?
Yes, we are.
Because on each side, there's pros and cons. And the reason why I said it is because I'm in a group now where women are having conversations from all over the world. There's some women, you know, from India in the group, you know, women of, you know, Middle Eastern. They're all different women that contribute to different topics. And a lot of the narratives that the West pities the East for, they pity us for. And it's jarring because we have to not lean on our own understanding of interpretation of events. A lot of times it takes actually reading the newspaper headlines in other countries, speaking to people from these.
That's deep. Reading the newspaper.
You have to.
You need critical thinking.
You have to. You have to.
You need comprehension and critical thinking.
You have to. If we are going to raise our self-esteem as a nation so that we demand better and follow through, that is not going to come from some external source. It's just not.
Okay.
So we can't demand of the government what we can't do, yeah, personally.
Let me take this quick telephone call, and then we're going to go to a break. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man.
Good. And that beautiful lady that you have there with you, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
I going to throw you off in a spin just a little. I heard some people were talking about Mr. Davis and his traveling. Mr. Davis, when he travels, he doesn't come back with an empty bag. He always brings little goodies back. So, you know, 10 trips, 9, 8 of them, he brings something back. You know? But let me say this. I want to grade the PLP government in the 2-term in office, if you would allow me to.
2-term? 2 years?
The second. No, they won't get 2 terms.
You are wilding out.
Mr. Brad Davis go on a plane. Get drunk and take off all his clothes. Damn it, I'm going to beat him in the next election.
You are what, sir?
I guarantee you that.
This is a lot.
Let me show you the strategy that Mr. Davis did on that. Mr. Davis cut the snake off from the head.
You see
where he's traveling around with now to the Van Vee Islands? Hubert Ingram, the most powerful man in the
world. You are something else. We need more time.
The tail, the snake could live.
I can need
take
more
your
time.
Hand, the snake on.
I can need more time with
uh-oh.
This.
Now listen to me. I give the PLP party itself a B plus.
A B plus?
I give my Parliament.
I ain't talking about their strategy and their campaign branding, you know. I'm talking about their party administrative application.
I am giving the PLP administration a B plus, and I can, if you have the time, I can tell you why.
Stand on that. So how would he stand on the B plus?
My member of parliament, the Speaker of those assembly, Ms. Patricia DeVoe, I give her an A.
Bamboo Town.
Yes, I give her an A.
Oh, God.
That is the only.
I want you to do? Because I got to take this
Monday
break.
After the January election, that's and wrong. That was closed.
Hold on. Don't let him go. Hold on. I want him. I want you to put my number in your phone, 8270111. We need to record this conversation for going forward. 8270111.
After the break, I will call back.
Okay, I ain't gonna fight you. We only got
after
a little
break, I'll call back.
We got a little piece of time, but call me and I will know this because
listen to me.
If we look at the speakers,
you still do the porch thing.
Yeah, part of your politics. You come on there, we can chop that down. You wanna do that?
Listen to me. Mr. Brad Davis is the only leader in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas ever run 7 women and the 7 of them win.
Check the record. You are wilding out.
Check the
big
record.
Wild.
This is true.
All caps, 3 exclamation marks.
But it's true. That is true.
I won't talk to you.
It's
don't
true.
Call
and
me
Mr.
back.
Mr. Davis is putting women in top positions.
But let me take this break. I can put you on hold.
Now we got.
I can put you on hold. Jesus, that was a sharp one. But I can play. We put you on hold. Don't go nowhere. We got to talk like this. He wakes up mother me, does he? He wakes up mother me. B plus.
You need a whole lot of hour?
My God. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, the foundation. Bananas. We're going to be back after this.
B plus.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
We've been with you from the very start, leading the way and providing you with the best in primetime sporting experiences.
Nassau, Bahama. Ty Jones.
From one goal to the next, you can count on us for full access to the best sports channels at home or on the go. Make Rev your only choice. Visit Rev.bs. Every match, every game, every moment. Rev, your home for sports.
America completely run out of it.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, so I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 10 minutes out of here. Y'all gotta give me a call. This gentleman is wilding out. Big Wild, all caps, four big caps. WILD! Exclamation mark, emboldened, double lines. It's too much. We're here on the foundation with Dazzy here in the studio, and the gentleman called gave the PLP a B plus. First B plus.
That was very strong.
That was a very strong. And we can go back to me.
And he gave a B plus for performance, not just optics.
This is bananas. I feel like optics, they give him good grades.
Optics is beautiful.
Yeah, everyone gets good grades.
All of the, like you said, the seven women.
Yeah. These are all optics.
But, you know, I remember, and I really shouldn't talk about this, but I remember before all of this campaigning, I wanted to have a conversation. I remember one of the young women in particular. How would I tell a story?
Do I remember also?
I don't. You should remember.
I should
remember.
Should
we do a rhymes with?
Right? No, we don't have to do rhymes with.
Okay. But I wanted to have a conversation because I was so excited at that point because I said, you know, this is going to be, you know, articulation. This is going to be vision, right? Without some of the, yeah, absolutely, right? Because women are very verbal, right? You can't never out-row a woman unless you are Chris Brown.
But that's only emotion.
And then.
But not necessarily articulation.
Oh, no. Cognitively, in terms of verbal articulation, women do process a little faster, right? It's science. Oh, we cannot argue with science. Who are we?
Okay, so now you're doing it now.
Models,
you're doing it
now, right?
Go ahead. I'm not going to fight you. Go ahead.
However, it was declined. And I remember feeling very confused. So I went physically to a particular headquarters, because I can be forward like that sometimes, Howard. And I approached the young lady. I said, listen, I made an invitation to you, and I was very surprised that it was declined. What happened?
To come on.
Our show. Talk to me about what this role not only means for you personally, what it means for the country, what are going to be the plans, how do you see yourself in this ecosystem?
Tell the people what she said.
She said, I personally would love to.
Okay. However. Okay, let me hear the however. The conjunction.
My team.
Cliffhanger.
My team.
Okay.
Said no.
Why?
I don't know.
How did we deduce this, Dazzy?
I don't know. It hurt my feelings.
No, you and I spoke about this.
We did.
How did we deduce this? It would have been an absolutely wonderful thing to have this particular person sit with us.
Absolutely.
But we continue to get that because this conversation that's not wrapped and with this kind of a shroud of tradition that we have. Because that's what it is. this veil of tradition that exists here, that so many persons come to the radio sitting in with a necktie and a suit on, that's going to hit you with the rhythm of yesteryear and the tradition.
Right.
You know that you can anticipate these things and have that.
No, but you cannot script to come here.
But when you when you we yuck the thing off
to sit here,
when we tear the veil, you don't know what we can say.
Yes.
You don't know what we can say.
No idea.
And your team have to advise you.
So apparently,
don't do that, baby.
Right.
You don't know what they can
say. Because apparently, the word was that it is unpredictable. That was the word.
Tell the people the truth. Stop this. Stop this.
It's unpredictable.
No. Tell the people the truth. Tell the people.
You tell them.
Tell them the truth, Jazzy. Tell the people the truth.
Tell
the people
them
the truth.
Howard.
Okay, let me tell them the truth.
You tell them.
We don't know what Howard can say because he might be an F&M. Tell the truth, Jazzy.
But, okay. I'll give that. But okay. I'm there also. So what is the issue?
Okay, then talk to me.
What is the issue? Anyhow.
Okay.
Is that the caller?
All right. Let me see if I can take this telephone call. Caller on the line.
Let's go ahead. Yeah, quick call.
Mr. Grant.
Hey, you're still here?
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And that
explain
person...
Explain your B-plus.
That person I told Ms. Dazzy that they couldn't come at the time. That might be a good team player. They might be making sure that they're all speaking with... singing the same voice of the same paper.
They don't need to sing the same words of the same paper.
If
that's their conviction.
If we're going after a goal, let us all be singing of the same page, the same hymn. We ain't want somebody singing Silent Night, the next one singing Jesus is Christmas. We want all be singing one song.
So you're trying to say to me that if you're the sixth man off the bench, right, that you don't understand... the players?
Yes, but I'm saying that person, see, I don't know the person she's talking about. She's at a headquarters, so apparently now that person is in Parliament today. Okay. If it's a female, she has to be in Parliament today because the seven of them want it.
We decent. Right. So we ain't got to call
on
you.
What I want to say, Mr. Grant, I ain't going to use sidetrack me. I am giving Mr. Brave Edward Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Philip
Brave Edward Davis.
I didn't say Brave Cooper government. I said Brave Davis government.
Call her.
I want to hear what you can give him. Go on, give me something. Give me the letter.
I'm going to give them a B+.
Okay,
call her.
Watch how strong Mr. Davis is and how smart he is.
Call her. I accept your B+.
Okay, I can tell you why.
However.
I need 2 seconds before we can get out of here. You have to tell me why.
In closing, let me say this.
Go ahead.
Mr. Davis is surrounding himself with some strong, popular women. Men like women. Real men like women.
Sir, we just slipped into another era. This is the Twilight Zone. You are wilding out today.
We're
going
to have a deputy, sir. Governor General.
I have no comment.
Woman, we're going into a convention in November.
Deputy Governor General. Hold on. Deputy Governor General woman?
Yeah.
Put the name on the table right now and stop it.
We'll be on Cooper Dallas.
Okay. So what y'all going to do with Bishop Neil Ellis?
Send him right back to preach for you.
You need to stop it and get off this radio.
That's where you should have been.
Get off the radio.
Now
bye.
You want to be a chaplain
bye.
For the government. You can be
bye.
A chaplain.
Bishop was a PLP before you. Bye. Right. Bye. 8270111.
Don't do Bishop like
you
that.
You call me. We have a conversation later. If this caller is coming on the line, we need to get 30 seconds. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I really need 30 seconds. Good afternoon to you.
What you saying, my brother?
Hey, Punky, need to give this.
What's up,
great,
Punky?
Great government of Ray Davis, a big time A.
Big the time A?
So an A and a B+.
No, B, baby. All A.
All A.
Big
all
A.
A.
You saying
so
A?
So the A is good. The A I get.
Straight A student.
You know, A is the first letter, right? That's the good one.
A is Michael Jackson's song, ABC.
My God.
Yes, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
My God. Well, I appreciate
that's
you.
That's what I give my brother, David. Have a good day.
Thank you, my pumpkin eater. I appreciate you.
I do like Mr. Davis. So I will say to that caller, though, here's the thing. He said that sometimes you don't want to come forward because you don't want to say something different than the rest of your team. If that is your belief, if you have beliefs and convictions that align with your team, you cannot go off script because that's who you are as a person. So if you are there for optics, then you would need coaching on what to say. But if that is your belief and your conviction, and that is who you are, and those are your values, and they align with the party in an authentic way, You don't need a script.
This is a text, does he? This came through. It says, Davis need not put a woman in top positions. He needs to put the best person available for the job in the job. That should tarnish his reputation, not be a boost to it. I'm thinking they're talking about two different things, but this is a lot.
Here it is. I believe people need to do what they need to do for themselves. I always say, Howard, that I'm not the definition of what they would consider to be a feminist. I'm not, right? I believe that it's gone too far. I believe the different waves kind of petered out in the West. Now, what they need in the East, absolutely. But as it relates to the West, I think it's gone too far in the opposite direction. And then now you have the men doing red pill, and it's just all a mess in the Western world, right? However, if the best person for the job is whatever gender that they happen to be, that's fine. But again, you have to have people that their values align with whatever party is running, and they have the conviction where they can talk, and there's technically no such thing as off script, okay? Because if it does not appear to be that way, then you're just doing optics.
But I expected after all the sort of ascent to becoming a potential candidate and all the certification and all that the PLP would have done to be able to show themselves transparent, that we should have been able to access these persons and everyone spoke with one voice.
Well, because
the PLP says one leader, one voice.
Have you tried?
Let's try this. This is good day, Howard. Your last caller has drunk the yellow Kool-Aid and snorted two whole lines, yellow lines. Right? This is what they say. This is and snorted two whole yellow lines. This is what they say. Right? Say, Howard, nice show, Daz. He's always tell Daz your guest too. It's a very nice conversation with the two of the favorite commentators. Says I give the D to the PM traveling that make the speeches all over the world, then coming home with an empty bag and typical Bohemian political bullocks. Right? That's as far as I can get with that. So it says there were PLP 8 women elected in the parliament in 2002, and they put all the names in there, and these particulars says your caller is wrong again. Wrong, 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 wrong. Yellow, number 5. You know the song? Mambo. You need to stop it. You're wilding out today, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. It's a good show. We had a good show, Dazzy. We got to do this again. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, this is good.
I like the liberty. I feel like you've been loose me. I feel like you've been loosed.
Woman
thou art loose. You pulled T.G. Jakes in here? Did you do that?
You got to do it. You know, I diversify. Come
this
on,
this is a lot, ladies and gentlemen. This is the foundation with Howard Grant. I got a surprise for you guys. Going to talk about it as we get a little closer to this next week, Tuesday. We're going to have a big guest. Big guest. Big guess, okay. Just got confirmation.
Okay.
So I'm excited about these things. God spare our lives. Guys, stick and stay for Shivago with Z Live after this. Have a beautiful day. Stay safe. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation.
The Foundation.